Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Grant LaBeouf is here. Grant is one of the leading experts on digital marketing in the galaxy. He's the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD. He is the author of Digital Selling, and he's joining us all the way from England, from London, as I remember. Grant LaBeouf, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Thank you.
Now, you're in London, right?
That's right. Yeah, based in London.
Yeah. It's a great city. I've been there a couple of times. So, Grant, I mark the beginning of social media marketing, online marketing, the way we think of it now. I marked that around 2008. What do you think about that, the origin of it?
Yeah, if you're talking about, I mean, online obviously has been around
longer than that. But I'm talking about the way we think of social media today. I marked that around 2008 as the origins of it. Is that close?
I think that's a pretty good timeline. I mean, I always say that social media really started to explode in the summer of 2007, and the big player in that was the adoption of the iPhone.
Right, and that's a good point. My reason for choosing 8 was Facebook, but it doesn't matter. Either way, it's been going on now for about a decade. I think we both agree on that.
Yeah, I think that's a good assessment.
Give or take a week or two, it's been in about a decade,
yeah.
which I think is enough of a period of time to sort of drop the gavel on how things are going. What is your assessment of how the success, the relative success, considering the investment that's been made in digital marketing, what's your assessment of it?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's growing up really fast. I think that I think when it's done well and when it's done effectively, it works extremely well. But I think that to be successful on social media takes a real mindset shift, a real paradigm shift, and I work with a lot of businesses around the globe.
And let me stop you for a second. That you said that really fast, and it's exactly right, but it's the kind of a problem that deserves to slow down a little bit, because that mindset change, that shift in thinking, that's what I think derails a lot of small business, almost all of small businesses in this activity. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I work with businesses all around the world, and although we are around 10 years in, people are still struggling to get their mind around the way you need to think to make the social media work. So,
what is the shift? If they said, okay, take me to the shift, what do I need to be? How do I need to be thinking about this? What would that look like?
Yeah, so there's a few headlines I'd give you. The first one is this. If you think about traditional marketing was the art of interrupting someone else's audience. So if you advertised in a magazine, for example,
right,
you would be interrupting the audience that belonged to the publisher of
right.
that magazine.
Right.
But social doesn't work in the same way. So if you are using a Facebook page, a LinkedIn, even your own website, actually, you can't interrupt an audience on that. What you need to do is build your own audience and retain it. And that's almost like a media discipline. You know, it's no coincidence people call it social media, because it actually works the way media works. So you need to build an audience and then retain an audience. And that requires, of course, to do what you're doing now, Jim, which is to give your audience value.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the value that keeps coming back. And I think people still use social media to sell too early in the journey. They need to be giving value so they can build an audience. And it's once they've got that mind share and that attention, you're able to sell and make money using these channels.
The way I try to help small business owners get their mind right on social media marketing is don't think of it as advertising. Think of it the way you think of brand building. And then, of course, some of them say, what's brand building? And I say, well, all right, when you invest money in your name, your brand, your whatever it is that you want the public to know about you, you invest money to get that out there without a call to action, without a product being associated. It's literally just people know that you exist now. And don't you think that it's at least in the early approaches to people on social media, you've got to think more brand building than advertising?
Yeah, I think the way you're talking about this is the right approach. And the thing to do is to give people value. And actually, when you give value, you enhance your credibility and reputation anyway. So whatever it is you do, let's say you sell barbecues in the summer. You sell barbecues, but if you give people tips and hints and the ways to use the barbecue, great recipes for the barbecue, and those kind of things, then actually what you're doing is you're creating credibility and a reputation that you're an expert in this area. You really understand what you're talking about. When someone's ready to buy barbecues, they'll want to come to you. They'll want to speak to you. They'll want to go onto your site or your social media pages. So absolutely right.
But here's where things are different. If you're advertising barbecue grills, then you're going to start advertising them in April. If you're to sell them through the summer, and you'll stop advertising after July 4th in America. But if you're wanting to build a social media base for your grills, you'll never be out of the market because the people that you meet, the people that you add value to in October are the ones who are going to buy from you in the spring, even though you didn't have a call to action for them. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, sir. And I agree with you 100%. And that's why you're going back to that you run a media channel. So when you have media channels, it's perennial. You keep having to put content on those channels. You keep having to engage your audience. Like you put out regular radio shows all the time. You know, you don't just do it a couple of times a year. Whereas advertising, because you were essentially borrowing the eyeballs that belong to someone else, you were paying for them, but you were kind of having them for a few moments, you could just say, right, you know, summer's coming, I'm going to advertise now. Your media channels have to engage all the time. And so you're absolutely right. It's giving consistent value and engaging with your audience through the year.
Grant, I need your website, please.
Yeah, stickymarketing.com.
Check it out, folks. The book is called Digital Selling by Grant LaBeouf. He and I will be right back after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.